Actually, حفظك الله تعالى رعاك أخي. This is not what happened exactly. From the beginning, Sheikh Muhammad tried his best to serve his Sheikh and to contact with him. To contact with him regarding this matter, but the Sheikh on his side, they forcing the brother to sit with those people who they are accusing him here and there before they talk in further. So this was the beginning of it, barakallahu fiqh. And I still remember I asked the brother directly and I confirmed this news about him calling Sheikh Yahya when he was in Saudi about the matter, and he was waiting for him until quite late in the night, waiting for a response from those who they arranged the meeting with the phone call between him and Sheikh Yahya. Then Sheikh Yahya refused to meet him until he sit with those people who they wrote things about him and they accuse him about it. And the stand of Sheikh Muhammad Hizam that he doesn't want to sit with them at all because of long history in between them and everyone accusing each other. So after the situation became, then the meeting, the phone call didn't happen, like I said to you, because every side insisted on his point. Then after that, the situation became more to the public, and those people, they start writing things, and this is before the first statements and writing about Sheikh Muhammad. Then they wrote the things and they spin it widely. This is advice for Sheikh, it's a message to Sheikh Yahya about Muhammad Hizam, but that advice, that message to Sheikh Yahya actually being spread to everybody in the world. Then the thing became more in the public. Then Sheikh Muhammad, he started refuting and defending himself also more into the public, and the situation became more exposed. Then the damage happened, obviously very clear. Then after that, they want to meet him and they want to talk to him and they want him to from Sheikh Muhammad, and Sheikh Muhammad already at that time taking a position already, and he is so hurt from what's happening. I'm not saying you about defending Sheikh Muhammad or no. You people, you need to understand Sheikh Muhammad for us and for me personally is like the rest of the brothers. Nothing special, nothing different. We love him for sake of Allah Ta'ala. Actually, we are standing with him in terms of the case itself, in terms of the ideology, in terms of this kind of practice is not acceptable. Not for the person of Sheikh Muhammad or for himself. Oh, for him, يعني Sheikh Muhammad Hizam, for me and for others also, is one of the brothers that we love for sake of Allah Ta'ala. But we are against such practicing, we are against such ideology and understanding and applying rules on your brothers by this way. Doesn't matter for Muhammad Hizam or for others, it's all the same. Hafizakumullah, in the end, after all this kind of drama and scenarios, then the man became, Sheikh Muhammad became hard in his position, and he refused any kind of solutions other than those people return back for what they did and what they said, and Sheikh Ali and others, they stopped it. But even with that didn't happen. In the end, I still remember, and this is clear in his statements, in testimony, in his speech, he asked them to stop them, stop those people who they make fitna for him in his markaz, in his place, and no one did anything about it. And I wrote about this in details many times, and I said, Ya Akhwani Fillah, to make this kind of tahkim or listening of knowledge is not correct in general, it's not right. Yani, Ya Akhwani Fillah, imagine I'm doing big da'wah and big efforts in my own place, then suddenly I have few people inside my place that they don't agree about what I'm doing or about such, suddenly. So they start talking here and there and making fitna for me in my place. Then after that, I will be forced to sit with them to find solution with them. What for, ya akhi? If you don't like my place, you don't like my da'wah, leave to another place, have a lot of marakas in the world. What for, ya akhi? You applying your own terms and conditions on me. This is how it's supposed to be. And not everybody came to your own property and to your own da'wah, to your own place, and create for you fitna and making kind of rumors and kind of issues in your own place. It will be obligated only to sit and lower yourself down to him and just sit because you are the sheikh, so you need to humble yourself and you need to have tawadah. Not always like that. This way, these kind of troublemakers and fitna makers, they will never learn, and they will never understand meaning of manners and dignity of knowledge in the correct way. With this way, just pushing them more and more to be more extreme in terms of their view and their narrow-minded thinking. Because most of the things that they accuse and they hold it as a point, it's nothing, actually, nothing. But out of their ignorance, it became something big, but actually it's nothing. Especially when you compare with the khair that happens around them through that brother. Then in the end, when the situation became too much and everybody holding hard in his position, then in that situation, yes, no one would like to sit to fix the matter correctly after the big damage happened from both sides. So everyone going his way. Otherwise, Ya Akhi Kareem, I'm asking you, if you don't take my speech and my statements now, I'm telling you, Habatak Allah. Yani, where is this kind of clarifications from Shaykh himself? Where is it? About the brother and about Shaykh Muhammad Hizam, about others, where is it? You see all these kind of testimonies and statements and speech from Muhammad Hizam. So why Shaykh didn't stand saying, we did this, we did that, the brother refused this and that and that. So, but in the end, imagine the situation became like that. Did this make him mubtadi'? Did this make him outside of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah? Which kind of skill is this? You need to clarify for us, Ya Akhwani Fillah, with the clear definitions and principles and evidence about how a person, he refused salah within his own friends, for example, brothers, out of issues in between them, that will make him out of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. How come? When he still believe in Mu'taqad Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, how? Allahumma astaghfirullah.